statewide on the Golf Club Network. It's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome inside the clubhouse. We're having a great day today with partly cloudy skies, mostly sunny on the leeward side. That's Kapolei, Ko'olina, where, by the way, you can play a round of golf today at Ko'olina and Kapolei. Let's see, Ko'olina, first of all, we've got tee times at 10:10 and 11:20. Kapolei, that's where the Pacific Links Hawaii Championship is going to be played next weekend. We'll be there, and so will Freddie Couples and Vijay Singh, among a fabulous cast of characters. So I hope you'll be out there enjoying the sunshine. Bob Herrick, senior writer for ESPN, will be joining us. He's covered golf for more than 20 years, attended Indiana on an Evans scholarship. He knows this game. And we'll be talking, of course, about the 59 that Jim Furyk shot yesterday, among many other things. But first, let's thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. Now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. With this much traffic, you should ride in comfort. Introducing the Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. A unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Jam. And Star Protection. Get your property threat and risk assessment, then protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
Speaking of Poipu, there's an 8:40, a 10 o'clock, an 11:20, and a 1 o'clock, and the Larry Fudge Group from Oahu is going out to play around today. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. And now let's bring into the clubhouse Bob Herrig, senior writer for ESPN. Welcome to the show.
Thanks very much. Glad to be here.
Absolutely fabulous day. I have this clip from Jim Furyk. He joined an elite group of men yesterday, right? Shooting a 59 in PGA Tour competition. This is what he had to say. We're having a bit of problems with that audio cut for some reason. Really excited to see him shoot that 59.
It'll definitely always have a special place in my heart. There's no doubt there. I don't know. I think time will. I need to still kind of sit in. It just happened. I've been doing interviews and signing autographs, and it'll take a while. And tonight, a lot of it'll set in. Know exactly what had happened and what I accomplished, but I think it'll probably take weeks and even months for me to kind of figure it out and maybe see where everything falls and how, someone has already asked me where I felt it rated in my career for accomplishments. And, I always thought of big moments of like winning my first event out here, winning the major at Olympia. I always thought that being part of the Brookline team was really cool when we came back. But this definitely falls right in the mix with those. I wouldn't want to try to order them, to be honest with you, but it'll take me a while to actually be able to figure out where this all falls.
Just amazing to watch that happen yesterday. And Bob Herrig, the senior writer for ESPN.com, was there. Bob, what's it like being a part of a 59 watch? What does that feel like?
It's pretty special, actually. It's related to other sports. A 59 is more rare than a perfect game in baseball, and perfect games don't come along very often, but they've happened a lot more than 59s. And when Jim Furyk shot 28 over his first nine holes, which is actually the back nine here, that was 8 under par, and you start to get the sense, hey, this is very possible. And then he went out and he got a couple of early birdies on his back nine, and then all of a sudden the spectators flocked to that side of the course, and it was riveting all the way to the end.
It really was. I mean, it became like Brant Snedeker? Who? Tiger Woods? What?
That's right.
Yeah.
And when you consider how much better his score was than anybody else's who played, I think that's the perspective that's necessary. It wasn't like everybody was tearing the place apart. I mean, the next best score was 65, and the scoring average for the day was 71.2. He's six better than the next guy and 12 better than the average. You know, that's really incredible.
And it really, truly, even and a bogey. I mean, 11 birdies, a bogey, but the eagle made up for that bogey, didn't it?
Absolutely. You know, you usually need something like that, I think, to have a chance to shoot 59. I mean, the idea of making 12 birdies when there's only 18 holes is pretty phenomenal as it is. You know, as it turned out, he made 11 birdies and an eagle, and that helped make up for the one bogey. He is the first player to shoot 59 while making a bogey, and it makes sense that you really can't have bogeys if you're going to do it. It's too much to overcome, even one. So the fact that he overcame one was really made it even better.
Yeah, just the mental letdown of a bogey is difficult to come back from. You know, that feeling. But tell us the weather, the field. Of course, he was shooting lights out. Guys were wondering, you know, were you playing the same course as me? And the weather conditions there, real close to Lake Michigan, Chicago. Tell us about that.
Well, it's been interesting in that early in the week, Tuesday, they had record highs here for this time of year. It was 95 degrees. And even Wednesday during the Pro-Am, it was in the high 80s and very humid. And then some rain came in and things cooled off. And yesterday, it never got above 62 or 3, and it was quite windy. It was chilly. So the ball isn't flying as far. You know, it's not, you know, it wasn't like a nice short sleeves day of golf. It was a little on the cool side, and it was windy. It was tricky, and yet he hit all 14 fairways, 17 of 18 greens. And yet, Furyk himself said, if you put me 10 feet from the hole on every hole, I'm not sure that I would make 12 birdies. That again, is what I think is why, you know, why we're talking about it, why this is such a special round.
Yeah, it's super special, plus because everybody was asking, can he close? You know, he didn't close at the U.S. Open. He was so close, and then he duck-hooked that ball. And it was just so many times he'd been, like, right on the edge of winning and never really closing. You think Freddie Couples is shaking his head, smiling, going, yeah, Jim.
yeah, you know, it's the whole thing with the President's Cup, I think, is a side issue. And even, you know, Furyk took the high road on that. You know, said, hey, look, one round of golf.
Yeah.
You know, it's the body of work, and when that decision was made, I think there was plenty of reason to pick who he picked and to not pick Furyk, unfortunately.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just how it worked out. They all have the opportunity to make a team on their own, and you know, I think in Jordan Spieth's case, if they'd only been keeping points for this year, he would have made it. And he wasn't afforded the opportunity to earn points last year when a lot of other players did earn points, including Jim Furyk. So, you know, I don't know that Fred Couples should be feeling bad at this point.
No, just smiling.
Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of like,
right.
You know, it's just like, oh, wow, look at you. You know, and Steve Stricker said it best when he's, you know, I want to make the team. I don't want you giving me a spot. I want to earn this. And I think that's what most of the guys say. But what's happening with this 59 is always interesting. When you look back at Paul Guidos and David Duval and Chip Beck and Al Geiberger and Stuart Appleby and now Jim Furyk, not all of these guys have gone on to win after a 59. This doesn't guarantee him, and he knows this, right, at the BMW?
No, absolutely not. You know, let's see, off the top of my head, Chip Beck didn't win, Paul Guidos didn't win.
Those are the two. Yeah.
Yeah, those are the two that did not win. And Al Geiberger had to play his tail off to win.
Yes.
After he shot 59. I mean, the interesting thing about his 59 is he won that tournament without shooting any rounds in the 60s. He shot 59, but the other three rounds were in the 70s. As you mentioned, he's only tied for the lead with Brant Snedeker, and they got 36 holes to go. So, that's probably the big key now, is how does he put that aside? How does he get past that and focus on the task at hand, which is playing the last two rounds of the tournament and trying to win?
Yeah, yeah. Now, Annika Sorenstam is the only female to have shot a 59 in LPGA competition. In competition, it was at the Standard Register Ping second round. She said she was just trying to stay cool. the whole time. What did Furyk say about his, you know, he must have known at some point that he was close to a 59.
Oh, no question. When he shot the 28 to be 8 under par for 9 holes, the thoughts obviously started crossing his mind, and he at that point said, hey, look, I need 4 more birdies. I've played 9 holes and 4 under par probably 100 times. He said maybe even more than 100 times, so why not just do it now? But that doesn't mean that it's easy to do. I mean, as we were sort of alluding to earlier, you can't just focus on making 4 birdies, because what if you make a bogey? And typically what happens with guys when they go that low, I mean, let's be honest, 8 under par, that would be a 63, and you would be thrilled to shoot that. Nobody else shot that yesterday. There's a tendency to try to hang on or to protect, and that's where guys have trouble shooting 59, because they get so low and around that all of a sudden the...
Oh, did we lose Bob? We seem to have lost the connection. Oh, darn. You know, this is so exciting, talking to Bob Herrig, ESPN.com, senior writer. Evan's scholar. Yeah, he knows this game. We're going to take a real quick break and see if we can't reconnect with Bob Herrig, ESPN.com, senior writer. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911. Or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The new Acura RDX features an incredibly efficient V6 engine with 273 horsepower. Yet the RDX has incredible nimble driving characteristics. And let's not forget, it's also equipped with standard power moonroof, Bluetooth phone connectivity, and a 360-watt 7-speaker premium audio system. It also has standard leather seats. Unfortunately, they don't make any sound. Test drive the new RDX today.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
The new Acura RLX's true sense of luxury comes from its unique technologies. From the Juuleye LED headlights and precision all-wheel steer, to its available 14-speaker Krell premium audio system, the RLX takes everything you love about a luxury sedan and makes it even more luxurious. The all-new RLX from Acura. Luxury taken to a whole new level.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
It's the BMW Championship. There are 70 players vying for only 30 spots. It's a no-cut event, and they want to get into the Tour Championship. They want to win the FedEx Cup. And yesterday, Jim Furyk came out of nowhere, climbed up that leaderboard with a 59, and he is now tied for the lead with Brent Snedeker. Tiger Woods, on the other hand... Boy, Tiger's having quite the year, isn't he? We were joined by Bob Herrig. He's back with us, senior writer for ESPN.com. He's covered golf for more than 20 years. Don't you just love it when people say that? It's nice to be able to say, but then you think, oh my goodness, how long have I been around? Bob, welcome back.
I always say I started when I was 12.
There you go.
That's how I refute. That's how I come back at that 20-year thing.
Yes, I was a brilliant child. Okay, now, Tiger, okay, Abu Dhabi, sand, you know, it was kind of difficult for anybody to know that he was in the sand, right? Master's Gate, that was a little bit, that drop gate thing, that was a little bit, then there was that PGA Championship with the blimp overhead. No, and the questions about the drop there. And now he's clearing twigs away, and somebody says, whoop, looks like that moved when you were clearing those twigs. And Tiger's penalized 2 strokes. The reaction that you've gotten so far on Twitter, you can follow Bob Harrig at Bob Harrig, B-O-B-H-A-R-I-G. What's the reaction been?
It's mixed, and you know, unfortunately, I think a lot of it has to do with whether somebody doesn't like Tiger, which there's a lot of those people out there. They're gonna always go against him. In this case, I mean, if you're objective and you look at that and you think that was a clear cut violation, I mean, I'm sorry, but it's not clear cut. It is very, very close. We're talking about video from a long way away. He was standing over the ball looking at it. I mean, from what I could tell, and I've probably looked at that video now 30 times, the ball appears to have moved slightly. But did it move positions? Did it just move down? I mean, is this what we're talking about? I mean, okay, so he has to put it back. Put it back to where? You know, I mean, it's a very, very, very close call. And I think the fact that Tiger, after the fact, argued it, after looking at the video, said something. I think that's indicative of how difficult that was to prove, because in the other cases where there was rules violation, he owned up to it after
yes.
he saw it.
Yes.
In Abu Dhabi, that was the mistake. He didn't realize he was in a sandy area, which you're not allowed to take relief from an embedded ball. At the Masters, after the fact, he admitted, I said, I dropped it a couple yards back. I just didn't apply the drop properly, got the 2 strokes. The reason he wasn't disqualified was because they felt they were in error for not bringing it to his attention when they knew there was a problem. The thing at the Players' Championship you referenced, he went by what his playing partner said,
yep.
where the ball crossed the hazard. Now, we can all sit there and debate that to death, too, where he should have dropped. But if his playing partner, who has something to gain from him performing worse, signs off on it, what more can you do? You know, now in this case, there was nobody, none of his playing partners saw it. Tiger knew nothing of it all day until he came into the scoring trailer afterward and was told, hey, we got an issue, you need to look at this. And apparently he argued his case and lost.
Yep.
So, here we go again. It's the third time this year with a 2-shot penalty. And, you know, obviously the one at the Masters was huge. He got a 2-shot penalty and lost by 4. Who knows what might have happened. He went from being 5 back to 7 back. That's a lot to overcome.
It is. A lot of people wonder about, you know, the rule about being other people being, but it's part of the rules of golf, isn't it? I was just looking at your Twitter feed, your timeline, and it's a part of the rules of golf.
Yeah, people often say, why do they have to take, you know, viewer call-ins, and shouldn't, why is that allowed, blah, blah, blah. I think we all have a problem with it. I think we all recognize that, it seems kind of silly that somebody watching at home can spot infraction and it gets called in and it might have an impact on the tournament. But the fact of the matter is the rules of golf allow for it. And people who are in the rules business will tell you that there are lots of instances where spectators help a player. They keep balls from going off course. They bounce back into play. It's just sort of the nature of it. A lot of people will argue, well, why is, what about the guys who don't have any cameras on them or don't have any spectators around? Are they getting away with stuff? Well, possibly, although their playing competitors are supposed to be there to protect the field.
Yep.
But the fact that they don't have a big crowd around them maybe hurts them when a ball goes bounding through a green. You know, it works both ways. And unless the rules of golf are changed, you're not going to see the PGA Tour or the European Tour change. You got to remember that the rules are in place not just for pro golf. And when a match might be going on or a competition where there might just only be the competitors, the caddies, the walking officials, and a handful of spectators, if something happens and a spectator is able to identify it, you have to sort of use that to help. And that's why it's there. And, unfortunately, that doesn't help Tiger or any of these high-profile guys when it comes to these things.
Yeah, they just have the eyes on all the time. Bob Herrig, ESPN.com, great talking with you. I hope you'll join me again in the future.
Very good. Enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to switch gears now, and we're going to go straight to the Evian Championship in Evian-le-Bain, and that is on Lake Geneva, also known as Genfersee in German. That's right across Lac Leman. We're going to go to Lewin Mayer. Lewin Mayer is with us right now, and we're making this jump to light speed because we want to get right to the Evian Championship. It's been cut to 54 holes. It is a major championship. Lewin, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Yes, that's bad news, isn't it?
It is. It's, the only thing I could think of was like, bummer. I mean, it seems, it's such a stupid little word, but truly, I mean, here we have a major championship, a huge investment by the people at Evian. They want a major. They've wanted one. They knew they had to go fulfill these 10 points put out by Mike Wan, the commissioner of the LPGA. They fulfilled them. But it seems to me with the weather conditions and the bad growing season and the changes that were done to the course being so dramatic, this course simply was not ready for this championship. What are your thoughts, Lewin?
Well, I think that the organisers are admitting themselves that it's not ready. But as they said, quite rightly, the players would sooner play this year than not have a championship. So, you know, they've been patient. They understand what's going on. I mean, the weather has been truly terrible, though. And, they're going to put some covers on the greens tonight. It's been done, on the odd tee and the odd green on the European Tour before and the men's tour, but I don't think the women's tour have ever known this, and so they'll be putting sheets of polythene or whatever over the greens and hoping that they're okay tomorrow, because they're not even sure that the weather will allow for 18 holes tomorrow. They think it could just be 18 holes spread over 2 days, the forecast so bad.
My goodness. I need to do a proper introduction because I needed to get Lewin in. Lewin Mayer is writing for Global Golf Post. That's a free publication that you can get in your inbox every week just by giving them your email address. And this is full, so much information that you'll have a difficult time reading it all. And it's great. People writing from around the world, great writers. Lewin Mayer is the first woman to serve as the Daily Telegraph's golf correspondent, the first to have been given a special position on the sports pages of a national paper in the UK. She's also an author of several books, including 100 Years of Women's Golf, Carefree Golf, I like the title of that one, Woman Golfer, The Story of Scotland's Belle Robertson, and The Real Monty, Colin Montgomery's biography. So we're looking over at the fifth major. A lot's been said about whether or not there should be five majors on any tour, and now the LPGA, quote-unquote, selling, as some people say, the major to the sponsor, taking the money to make it into a major. What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, there is that point of view, but I think what you have to consider is that Evian actually love women's golf, and I think the girls feel that. I mean, originally when they moved into golf, they had a men's event, and I'm afraid they didn't like the men, and they dropped them after 1 year. So
that's cool. I like that.
But the women, yes, they like the women, and they've been very loyal to them, and I think a lot of people feel they deserve to get this major. They've tried incredibly hard, and it's, as I say, it's lovely for the women to be seen as the first option rather than, not quite what you want.
Yes, no, absolutely. Now, I'm of the opinion that the way women's golf is expanding, it only makes sense. Why should all the majors be in the United States? Hello? We're not the center of the universe. We're not the center of the universe. You know what I mean? That's my point. You know, there should be a major maybe in Asia one day, but why not in Europe now? Especially if you have a sponsor that is so willing to do anything to have this major championship. They already are giving away what is the prize money, the same as the U.S. Open just about? It's been like that?
Yes, I think so, yes.
Yeah, so...
I was going to say, the men have always, you know, in America, they've always been very proprietorial about their majors, and, you know, you ask them if they were having a fifth major, what would it be? And they say the Players' Championship. Well, my reaction would be, why not one in Asia? Why not have a, you know, or one in Australia? You certainly don't need any more majors in America.
Yeah, if we're going to globalize the game and encourage everyone to come, yes, play, it would only just make sense to me, and I think it's a beautiful location. September actually is a great month. It's not supposed to rain this much. It's not normal, is it?
No, it's not normal, but, you know, because the course is not, you know, it probably hasn't settled fully after the alterations. You know, the water is lying, and the moment, you know, they were sort of squeeching it up the other day, you know, they would put the players would put the ball back, and, you know, the water would come over, flood over the green again. So it's very difficult. I don't know how they're going to play it tomorrow. I think they're going to have an army of volunteers with towels, squeeges, and goodness knows what.
Is there a chance that this could go into Tuesday? If I hear the rains are expected to be torrential tonight in France.
Yes.
Right. What are the thoughts for actually making
this? I've spoken to the weatherman, and he says that it's going to be absolutely hideous tonight. He's expecting it to be sort of to stop by 9 o'clock in the morning and to offer a bit of encouragement so that they'll probably get started, but he doesn't think they'll get played, finish the 18 holes in one go, and he thinks it'll probably go over into Monday.
Into Monday. Now, is there a chance that there's more rain Monday?
Oh, there's a chance of a rain every day over here. I mean, you're talking Europe.
You're talking the Alps. They're very close, and it's getting to be that time of year when the moisture is definitely getting ready for snow, and the lower elevations, that is rain. So that's just the way it is.
Yes, it's actually quite warm. Listen, I think, you know, we're all, you know, the doom is spreading, and I think we could, you know, you never know. We might wake up to a sunny day tomorrow, and somebody else might get the rain.
That's right. I think one question posed to Mike Wan was, what if the weather turns out to be fabulous and you've only got a 54-hole tournament?
To be honest, I don't think anybody's going to mind at this point because of what's being said today, I think they'll be just very glad that it's finishing.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, that they're getting it done. So I don't think they're going to start complaining about that.
Yeah, good.
I really don't. I'm
just absolutely thrilled to wake up in the morning and see LPGA Golf on Golf Channel. They're doing a beautiful job. The course looks fantastic. We can't tell from television that there's any water on the course. It just looks beautiful. The surroundings...
Yeah, it is a stunning place.
Yeah, and what do you think of the changes? They've really opened up the sight lines, haven't they, with these changes?
Yes, I think they've done some very good changes. They've taken away the grandstand that was around the 18th green, which is interesting because you wonder why would you do away with the grandstand. But that was to improve the overall look of the course and the view you get from the clubhouse upwards, and it does look good. They've got Augusta green chairs. They went and looked at Augusta and copied their green chairs. But one thing's different because whoever it was that went over sat in a puddle of water on an Augusta green chair. So the ones they've done for the Evian have got little holes in the bottom, so the water pours out the bottom. So that's one success story attached to all the rain.
This is wonderful, wonderful. And some fabulous golf being played. Caroline Hedwall, that hole-in-one on 16. And then she started off an okay round, finished magnificently. Tell us a little bit about, I think Mika Miyazato is leading, and Lydia Ko is in second. Do you think she can hold on with Suzanne Paterson and Lindsay Wright tied for second with her?
I think she can. I think she's terribly well placed, and this child is very calm. She's absolutely marvelous. You know, she's a very sort of grown-up little head on her shoulders, but she's such a smart kid, you know. She's amazing, and it wouldn't surprise me. She doesn't seem to get terribly nervous at all. She was telling us that she liked a minimum of 9 hours sleep a night, and, you know, she's very well organized. But I must tell you about Caroline Hedwall, who was 6 over par and heading to miss the cut after 11 holes. Then she got a couple of birdies. The next hole, which was a short hole, it looked as though she'd given those birdies away because she hit this shot over the back of the green and she dropped her club in despair as it disappeared or sailed over the green. And then she made 2 more birdies, then she made this hole in one, and she didn't see the ball go in. It just clanged against the flagstick. She couldn't hear. She thought it was probably bouncing into the water. But in fact, it had just stuck fast in the bottom of the hole.
Wow.
So then after that, she finished birdie-birdie. So she'd gone from 6 over par back to level.
Magnificent round. Absolutely magnificent. And the look on her face, just priceless. I mean,
lovely. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Did you know it was her twin sister who was caddying for her?
No, I
so
did
when,
not.
When she had her caddy, that was her twin sister, Jacqueline, who's hoping to join Caroline on the LPGA Tour before too long.
That's wonderful. Now, Caroline has won several times on the LET, so she's no stranger, is she, to competition and winning?
No, she's no stranger to winning, and when it came to the Solheim Cup, she got 5 points out of 5, and she defeated Michelle Wee on the home green to tie things up for Europe. So she's had a brilliant year, to be honest, brilliant.
Absolutely, and speaking of Michelle Wee, we've had a conversation, we didn't get to go on the air together about this. You wrote a really wonderful article about Michelle Wee, and you've been, you like the way she comports herself. You like her as a player. Why?
I just like the whole thing about Michelle Wee. You know, everybody complains that these kids just give up their schooling early or, you know, and just sort of throw themselves into golf without having a plan B. Well, I think Michelle, to have got a degree at Stanford and to have won a couple of times on the LPGA Tour, unlike a lot of people, I think she's an incredible success story. I've got a huge admiration for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's used her brain, she loves her golf still, which is good, probably because she's had this spell at university. And, you know, the best could lie ahead. And even if she doesn't get any better, I think she's still had a wonderful career and she's obviously made herself a fortune.
Yes, exactly. So to sum up the leaderboard with Mika Miyazato, Lydia Ko, Suzanne Pedersen, Lindsay Wright, and then Stacey Lewis, Chella Choi, Soyeon Ru, Beatrix Ricari, I.K. Kim, and Lexi Thompson, we have among Kari Webb. Kari Webb lurking. That always, you know, since Kari Webb is there. big U.S.
Well, she's only got one. She's got to pick up 6 shots in one round, which she could do. I mean, you know, if she were to get going, they'd all be frightened to see her, I'm sure.
Yeah, and Caroline did it. You know, Kari's got the experience. We also have Vicky Hurst, Paula Creamer, Angela Stanford, Jennifer Johnson, Michelle Wee, Christina Kim. Fabulous leaderboard for this Evian Championship. We're talking with Louine Mar. Excuse me. Could you pronounce your name for me?
Yes. But you got the first bit right, which is a difficult one. It's Louine Mayer.
Mayer. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Louine Mayer. She's writing for Global Golf Post. And you just go to Global Golf Post online, put in your email address, and every week you'll get their publication. Can I ask you one final question, please? I was watching on Thursday, they were showing on Golf Channel last year's final round, in which Hyo-Joo Kim, the South Korean amateur who came in fourth last year, she had 3 major corporations vying to be her sponsor. She was 14 in 2009 when she jumped into the spotlight on the KLPGA. Whatever happened to her? Have you heard anything about her?
I have no idea. I haven't heard anything more. But,
yes.
You know, you do hear this can happen. For instance, you won't have heard anything about Araya Jutanagarn, a wonderfully talented girl from Thailand who was up there with Ko and Charlie Hull and people. But she fell over, I think she tumbled down some dune or something and hurt her shoulder, and she's been out injured all year. So for all I know, that little girl may well have got injured, or she may have been you know, gone back to school. Yeah. I haven't a clue. I'm really sorry.
No, it's okay. I was just, you know, they were talking so much about her during last year's broadcast. I thought, I wonder, and I tried to find out online. I, you know, Googled and tried to do some research, went to Soul Sisters. I couldn't find anything other than that she's been doing fabulously, and they were hoping for a great 2013, and then I hear nothing. And speaking of shoulder injuries, Ceree Puck, her shoulder injury, and yet she's doing so fabulously. I love seeing Ceree Puck doing so well.
Oh, yes, she's a great girl. She's a lovely character as well. And she said her father had actually helped her with her putting. She'd been leaning over too much, and because she was leaning over so much on her putts, they would become rather wristy. So her father got her standing up more, and she's putting much better.
Excellent. Isn't that wonderful? You just need eyes on, you know, and some people, that's why they need coaches and people who've known them for many, many years. And it'll be interesting to see what Lydia Ko does. I wouldn't be surprised if she petitions to join the LPGA when she's 17. I think that's in April.
Yes, it wouldn't surprise me at all. In fact, probably, you know, that, you know, I'm sure they're thinking along those lines. Because Lydia gets asked that question every time, you know, when are you turning? And the other day she was laughing and she said, you know, I'm getting asked so many times, it might be easier if I do turn.
Yeah, it would be. Lewin Marin, thank you so much for being on the show. It's a pleasure talking with you finally, and I hope we can do it again. Thank you.
Okay, that's lovely. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Aloha. Thank you to Global Golf Post. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
And welcome back into the clubhouse. We're looking forward to talking with Jim Baugh, the founder of Fit America, and that's spelled P-H-I-T. He's a sporting goods industry Hall of Famer, founder of Fit America. It's a nonprofit education and advocacy organization designed to combat the nation's inactivity and obesity crisis. And there are ambassadors, including NFL great Herschel Walker and Golf Channel instructor Michael Breed and LPGA's Ryan O'Toole. So I'm looking forward to him calling in. In the meantime, we've got the Pacific Links Hawaii Championship at Kapolei. And that's coming up next week. And this week, they're probably coming in. Steve Elkington is coming in. And Freddie Couples is going to be here. And so will, interestingly enough, I think, Vijay Singh has decided to make this his first Champions Tour event. And Vijay was adamant about not wanting to play on the Champions Tour. As long as he was fit, he was going to play on the PGA Tour. It's almost like, you know, saying, well, turning 50, it's difficult for a lot of people, and he didn't, I don't think he really wanted to come to terms with that. That's just my personal opinion, but he's going to play, and it's very exciting to see the Pacific Links Hawaii Championship with this huge, really terrific field. I mean, we've got Nick Price, Tom Kite, Sandy Lyle, Isao Aoki, Mark Wiebe, Koki Idoki, Hale Irwin. It is great. Such a great mix of personalities and people. John Cook. You probably see John Cook on Golf Channel, Morning Drive. He's often on Morning Drive. Ross Cochran will be here. Craig Stadler. It's just a Rocco Mediate. Yes, they're all coming with Mark O'Meara and the top three Charles Cup Schwab rankers, Kenny Perry and Bernard Langer and David Frost. Just watching Bernard Langer play, he's like this incredible machine. We're going to do the show from Kapolei, really looking forward to it. And all the proceeds from the Pacific Links Hawaii Championship, all of the money that the Pacific Links Hawaii Foundation receives, benefits a local nonprofit, and the local nonprofits that fit these three criteria: perpetuate Hawaiian culture, heal the Aina, and provide a better future for Keiki. And in case you don't know what those words mean, Aina is the land, and Keiki are children. In fact, the Hawaiians called sprouts of vegetables and fruits keiki. The bananas, the trees, the little sprouts are keiki. The taro, keiki, because they believe that you had to nurture the aina, the land, because it feeds you. In fact, they didn't believe you could own land. They believed that you were only brought here on this planet to take care of the land. You were stewards of the land because the land was going to feed you, and you were lucky to be able to take care of the land. So it's an interesting culture. It's very, if you're familiar with American Indian beliefs, that's pretty much the way the Hawaiian people looked at their relationship with the land and the elements around them. It's a wonderful organization. Pacific Links Hawaii Championship is a terrific event. I'm really looking forward to all of the guys coming out and looking forward to doing the show at Kapolei. If you would like to play a round of golf, we've got tee times for you, and this would be the last weekend you can play at Kapolei, because of course next week it's going to be all about the Champions Tour. But, and the conditions at Kapolei are fabulous. That's all I hear from the Champions Tour players, that it doesn't get much better than what they've put together at Kapolei. There's an 8:59, a 10:44, and a 10:58. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 10:10, an 11:20, and 11:30. And Makaha East, there's an 8:23, a bit late for that. You're going to have to be next door. But there's also a 12 o'clock. And Wailea, the Gold Course, has an 8:44, a 9:11, and a 10:32. Volcano, where I love cool temperatures, it's 58 degrees. I'd like to be there. There's a 10:06, a 10:48, and an 11:40. So get out and play a round of golf. There's an 8:52 at Makalei, a 9:56, and an 11:56, and at Poipu, an 8:40, 10 o'clock, 11:20, and a 1 o'clock. Larry Fudge and company, they're out playing a round of golf today. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. We're going to be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The new Acura RDX features an incredibly efficient V6 engine with 273 horsepower. Yet the RDX has incredible nimble driving characteristics. And let's not forget, it's also equipped with standard power moonroof, Bluetooth phone connectivity, and a 360-watt 7-speaker premium audio system. It also has standard leather seats. Unfortunately, they don't make any sound.
Test drive the new RDX today.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
The new Acura RLX's true sense of luxury comes from its unique technologies. From the Juli LED headlights and precision all-wheel steer, to its available 14-speaker Krell premium audio system, the RLX takes everything you love about a luxury sedan and makes it even more luxurious. The all-new RLX from Acura. Luxury taken to a whole new level.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. we know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star, Star Protection Agency.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Well, I thought I was going to get you all moving and a-grooving with Fit America, a quick overview, major goals, strategies to get America active, fit, and healthy, educating through some of the ambassadors like tennis legends Mike and Bob Bryan, fitness expert Denise Austin, Golf Channel instructor Michael Breed, and LPGA's Ryan O'Toole and NFL great Herschel Walker. And all these people are ambassadors for Fit America. It's a nonprofit cause and campaign launched in January of this year to create a movement for a fit and healthy America, and the major goals, reversing the obesity crisis, which of course we heard in depth 2 years ago when I had the pleasure of going to the Humana Challenge in Palm Springs and listen to Bill Clinton speak with some friends of mine in the audience. This is a big problem, and it's a big problem in Hawaii because it turns out, you know, if you don't have a good diet, in case you didn't know this, the chances of getting type 2 diabetes is really high. And unfortunately, the incidence of type 2 diabetes in children, and this is what's scary, is enormous. I mean, it's type 1 diabetes you're born with. It's something you can't do anything about. You just have to live with it, and it's terrible because it means you have to take injections or you have to take medicine. You can't eat normal things. You can't have sweets. And for children, a little sweets is nice. Type 2 diabetes, that's onset diabetes, which means that because of your lifestyle, I'm sorry to say, you've got diabetes. And it can take limbs, it can take body parts away because, you know, the circulation doesn't get into your fingers and your toes, your leg. You know of people who've had this problem. And this is happening to children. And the problem with all this, you know, is people say, well, that is what it is. But see, the problem is, it doesn't have to be that way. And I don't think it would be that way if we gave more people an opportunity to get outside. We live in cities. Getting outdoors is something children used to do a lot more. Just go outside and play. Go outside and play. Do you remember? Get out of my hair. Get out of the house. What are you doing inside? People don't go outside and play. We don't have as much space. It's not safe in a lot of cases. That's the sad part about it. So I'm going on about Fit America because unfortunately the gentleman who was going to call in did not. And unfortunately the numbers I was given as his backup numbers, we always do that, you know, so just in case something happens, they're not the correct ones. So what I'm trying to say here about obesity and type 2 onset diabetes is that the healthcare cost is enormous in our country. Enormous. And it's going to go through the roof as the young people who have these kinds of difficult conditions to deal with need more and more healthcare the older they get. That's why it's important that we get active, that we get our kids active, and we get them eating right. Okay? I just, you know, don't want to be a lecturer. No one wants a lecture. But, I mean, they'll be happier. Children are happier. They'll have a better self-image, and they'll feel better about themselves. Being able to move, that is a wonderful feeling. Being able to run because you can, it's a wonderful feeling. And that's certainly what we'd like everyone to have. And I really commend Michael Breed and Denise Austin and Mike and Bob Bryan, Herschel Walker, Ryan O'Toole for being ambassadors for Fit America. And hopefully Jim Baugh, the founder and the Sports Goods Industry Hall of Famer, will be on the show in the future. We're going to take a break and come back. We're going to hopefully talk with Steve Southard He's a certified golf course superintendent, certified park and recreation personnel, professional. Speaking of exercise, 25 years managing golf courses in Michigan and Colorado. He is now a golf course manager, and he wrote a book called The Complete Guide to Mastering Pace of Play, which I think is terrific. He teaches seminars for golf course trade associations. He also advises, or advised, the USGA in their Pace of Play initiative, While We're Young. So hopefully we'll have Steve on the show shortly. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. Well, we're having some problems getting in touch with guests today. You know, it's one of those things when you have a lot of guests on the show, you count on people who want to be on the show to be there. And unfortunately, things come up in life, and who knows? I just hope it's not something very, very serious. A quick look at the 2013 Champions Tour. This is the 34th anniversary of the PGA Tour's Champions Tour, second year for the Pacific Links Hawaii Championship that is going to be next week. It starts, of course, on Monday and Tuesday when the guys start coming in. And the plans, Steve Elkington had a tweet that was really priceless. They're going to go over to, like, Pipeline and rent rubber rafts. And I'm so glad that they just want to rent rubber rafts because the reef is really close to the breaking waves. And the idea of a couple of guys from the Champions Tour being scraped up on the reef and then trying to play golf, not something that I would like to see. So I'm glad they're just planning to do something like rubber rafting on the North Shore. That would be great. And they're going to be, of course, at Kapolei. Right now, we've got the BMW Championship going on, and it's at Cog Hill. It's Conway Farms. And it's a fabulous event because there are 70 guys who would really, really like to get to the Tour Championship in Atlanta. That's going to be next weekend. And at the Tour Championship with those 30 guys, there is a chance that any one of the 30 will make it to the Tour Championship. I was talking with Bob Herrig from ESPN earlier about Tiger Woods, his two-shot penalty, because somebody took a video that showed the ball. You know, Tiger Woods said it oscillated, but when the rules officials looked at it, they said it definitely moved, and he didn't put it back. There's a two-stroke penalty incurred as a result of that. He said it oscillated. It's interesting to go to Twitter or to Facebook and see what people are saying about it. Most people say I shouldn't say most, because it's half and half from what I've seen so far. Half the people who see it say it was obviously oscillating. The other half say, no, it obviously moved. And the funny part about it is it was from 30 feet away, 30 yards. It was a long distance. So it'd be very difficult to say that it's absolutely accurate. But the rules officials, they ruled. And, of course, what they say goes. Two-stroke penalty. End of story. Tiger Woods, as Bob Herrig pointed out, usually says, oh, well, you know, I did it. Let's still talk a little bit about Jim Furyk and joining this elite group of men who've shot a 59. He did it yesterday in PGA Tour competition. Only one woman has done it, Annika Sorenstam, on the LPGA Tour. We have Paul Guidos, David Duval, Chip Beck, Al Geiberger, Stuart Appleby, and, of course, Jim Furyk yesterday. The fact that he did it at 59, the next best score was a 66, amazing. The conditions yesterday, windy and much chillier than they'd been earlier in the week. That affects the ball flight. It changes everything. So Guidos lost to Steve Stricker in the John Deere Classic in 2010 after shooting a 59. David Duval went on to win the Bob Hope Classic in 1999 over Steve Pate by two strokes. Chip Beck, he came in third to D.A. Weibring and Andrew McGee at the Las Vegas Invitational. It's always interesting when people call me on my cell phone in the middle of the show. So we have, in addition to Chip Beck coming in third to D.A. Weibring and Andrew McGee in Las Vegas in 1991, Al Geiberger won the Danny Thomas Memphis Classic in 1977 over Jerry McGee and Gary Player by three. I love seeing names, you know, Gary Player. Stuart Appleby won the Greenbrier Classic 2010. It was just by one stroke. What I'm trying to say here is that just because he's shot a 59 doesn't mean he's going to go on and win the BMW championship. The most of these guys won by just a stroke or a couple strokes. Shooting the 59 may have been six or seven strokes better than the field, but it doesn't guarantee that they're going to have the same kind of rounds today and tomorrow. In fact, usually after shooting something like a 59, you end up shooting maybe a 67. If you're lucky, maybe a 70. You know, that's really how amazing this game is. Now, Steve Southard is on the line, but he's called my cell phone. So we're going to have to take another commercial break real quick and give him the phone number to call in so we can talk about pace of play. We wanted to do it when two big events were happening, one on the LPGA with the Evian Championship, and one on the PGA Tour, of course, the BMW Championship. And is it really always pace of play, the players that are slow? Is that really always why things are going slowly? It may seem like that on television, you know, because you're waiting for people to get to their next shot, or there's not enough cameras to show us other things. The thing about watching the PGA Tour on television, they have cameras everywhere. Champions Tour, they don't have as many cameras, and neither does the LPGA Tour. So when they're doing PGA Tour broadcasts, it's like, bam, 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 your attention is being put here, and let's go over here, and now we're going to go over here, and you're going to go here. So it seems like things are happening fast. They got a lot of money. Cameras are expensive. People covering are expensive. The tours, like the LPGA and the Champions Tour, they don't get quite as many cameras. So they don't have the ability to switch. You know, they don't have one of those big trucks with as many switchers. I used to be in one of those rooms. So that's why it doesn't seem like the pace of play is as fast on the LPGA and the Champions Tour. What about at your course? Is it always the player's fault? Or could it possibly be some of the owner's fault? We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
The new Acura RDX features an incredibly efficient V6 engine with 273 horsepower. Yet the RDX has incredible nimble driving characteristics. And let's not forget, it's also equipped with standard power moonroof, Bluetooth phone connectivity, and a 360-watt 7-speaker premium audio system. It also has standard leather seats. Unfortunately, they don't make any sound.
Test drive the new RDX today.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
The new Acura RLX's true sense of luxury comes from its unique technologies. From the Juuli LED headlights and precision all-wheel steer, to its available 14-speaker Krell premium audio system, the RLX takes everything you love about a luxury sedan and makes it even more luxurious. The all-new RLX from Acura. Luxury taken to a whole new level.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Oh, let me do this really quick. KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. You know, so I'm sitting here just talking about things and wondering where everybody is. Well, Steve Southard, he's in Colorado. You know what's happening in Colorado? It's called floods. And welcome to the show, Steve.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Now, you're standing on your golf course, and you're looking at what? Tell us about it.
Well, I'm at the base of the Rocky Mountains looking across our 16th and 17th hole in the Big Thompson River in a camper floating down right now, getting stuck along some cottonwood trees.
Oh, so, my God.
It's a gigantic storm, 500-year storm, and it's just amazing.
It's amazing that you managed to call into me.
Sorry. I almost slipped my mind.
Well, of course. I mean, you know, when you've got a torrential 500-year flood happening, that would slip my mind, too. But you are a certified golf course superintendent, certified park and recreation professional. Your name came up when I was talking about Fit America because, you know, you are fit. 25 years managing golf courses in Michigan and Colorado. Golf course manager. What is your course's name?
We have three in our system. Right now it's Mariana Butte Golf Course in Loveland, Colorado, and the Old Course. And then we have a par 3 Cattail Creek Golf Course.
Oh, that's great. Now, you also advise the USGA in their Pace of Play initiative, While We're Young?
Yes. They called this winter, actually, as they were putting their ideas together and deciding which direction they were going to head with that program.
And one of the reasons why is because Steve Southard, and it's S-O-U-T-H-A-R-D. Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Southard, yes.
Southard. Okay, Steve Southard, he wrote a book that you can download. You get at least a portion of it. It's The Complete Guide to Mastering Pace of Play. Our mission, he says, is to improve the game of golf by improving the pace of play at golf courses across the nation. You can improve the pace of play at your golf course, too. Join the pace of play revolution. Mastering Pace of Play While Maximizing Revenue was the first book that he wrote. While you were writing that first book, Mastering Pace of Play While Maximizing Revenue, what did you realize?
You know, it's how much power the golfer has. In if they're willing to be active in their golf course, and actually that's how the whole USGA movement got started. It wasn't a staff decision to do this. Their executive director, who's a public, basically a public wing, just like a member at a country club, said, we need, this is no longer acceptable. We need to do something about this. That kind of process almost needs to happen at especially the public courses throughout the country. You know, the leaders, the men's club, the greens committee, the golf advisory boards need to, say, this is no longer if pace of play is a big problem and help change their local course. But the pressure and the passion really comes from the golfer. And a lot of times it's not staff driven. You know, they can always say, well, the golfers are slow, which, sometimes it's the case, but most of the time it's not the case.
That's what's interesting. You can't do this alone. I speak to you, the frustrated person who's been trying to play the game but finds it way too slow because you're always standing around waiting for the guys in front of you to be finished and they don't want to let you play through or whatever the case happens to be. Or golf course employees and golfers, you can't blame other golfers. You've kind of got to band together with people of like mind. That's kind of the feeling I got when I was reading.
And that's a hard thing, as even the feedback I'm getting now, a lot of golfers, they just can't believe you can make a hole play, say, 20 or 30 seconds faster, and then the weight that is always there goes away. They can't grasp that, because all you see when you're playing is your group the group in front of you and maybe the group behind you. And you never get that, you know, 10,000 foot view onto the flow. And a lot of times, all you really need to do is make, you know, troubleshoot individual holes and make those individual holes play a little faster.
Okay, when you say you, let's first of all, where it's not always the golfer that's to blame, right? I mean, when I was reading, they're looking at flow charts and understanding the organization of golf. You know, I was wondering, why do I need to know major golf industry trade associations and why do I need to understand them? It seems to me like I just want to play.
And,
right. But what you're saying is that sometimes it's the way the course is set up. Sometimes it's some of the holes. Tell us about the owner's responsibility or the way the golf course setup is done, how that
yes.
can help.
Setup can be a big thing. You know, I would define it by, first you have to identify what your, I call them restricting holes, but the holes you have problems with. And then when it gets busy, say when it gets busy, the fourth hole is a par three and it backs up. Well, then you need to, in your organization and in your planning, you need to say, okay, maintenance staff, you need to do this to make sure that hole plays a little faster. Golf professional, you need to do these three or four things. And there's all of these things that you can, and they're simple things you can do to your course to make a hole play 30 or 40 seconds faster, and then it never backs up anymore.
That's interesting. That's why you say long playing times are not necessarily slow play, and you mean the golfers aren't necessarily taking a long time for there to be long playing times.
Right, and the easy way to explain it is a par three, and this is what the USGA has been doing. They'll say if your tee time minutes are 9 minute intervals, but the third hole is a par three and it takes 9.5 minutes, in your mind you think, oh, I only have to wait 30 minutes or 30 seconds. I'm
uh-huh.
sorry,
that's okay.
But if you're the 20th group that day, it's 30 seconds per group.
Yep.
So you will get there, and there will be two groups on that tee, and most people will say the golfers are slow. And there's almost nobody who says, make this 25 seconds faster, I wouldn't have to wait 10 minutes.
No, it doesn't make any
it's
sense.
It's really simple. It's
yeah.
really simple, but nobody thinks that way. They say, oh, there's golfers up ahead. It's not the guys in front of me because I can see that group. It's way up there somewhere, and there must be a big gap. And that's what people think.
It's interesting when you break it down and you make it sound so simple. But 30 seconds is the time of a commercial, you know, in radio, or 30 or 60. But 30 seconds is a long time. You can do a whole lot
yes.
in 30 seconds. People don't realize. And then you add that up, multiply that out by the groups that you said, 20 groups, 30 seconds. Pretty soon you're waiting 10 minutes. And that's just not, it's not, that's not happiness.
And it's so easy. I'll give you one quick example here. You move the water jug from the par three to the next hole, which is a par four. That saves 30 seconds.
Excuse me?
It can be literally that quick. And that's why I never call it slow play, because the things that you can do have usually nothing to do with the golfer.
Wow. Now, you just said move the water jug.
Yes.
Why does that make a difference?
Because it takes a certain amount of time to fill up your Gatorade bottle.
And
you know, if every third group stops and fills up their Gatorade bottle, then that's 30 seconds faster. So you move that delay to the next hole. That is probably a hole that plays fast.
Right. That's wonderful. And the name of the book is The Complete Guide to Mastering Pace of Play. You can download the first 52 pages at no cost, but you probably want to get the Complete Guide to Mastering Pace of Play with all of these suggestions. Who is the pace of play expert at your golf course? Who is the pace of play expert at your golf course, Steve?
I am at mine. Most don't have it. And I guess my dream is to have some golfers, you know, staff should be, but staff's never had training, really. There's never been training except the class, really, UCSAA. There are no other classes in the industry right now. So what I would like to do is share some of that you know, with the golf board members and the golf and the greens committee, you know, and the staff and the passionate golfers of the course. So it makes sense. It does sound a little funny when you say you want to teach the golfers.
No, it doesn't. I mean, something as simple as moving a water jug, saving 30 seconds, it's something that nobody ever thinks about. Everybody thinks pace of play, it's on me, the golfer, to hurry up. And people say, you know, I paid my green fees. You want me to hurry up? I'm already moving at my pace, which isn't bad. Yeah, there are some people who are obviously, you know, taking way too long with their setup, you know, their pre-shot routine, and they have to reset and reset and reset like they're playing the Masters.
Right. There are some of those.
There are some of those, but they're not the real problem here, apparently, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So how do we get the full book? Oh, we've just lost Steve.
You know what? I'm still here.
Oh, great. Oh, great. We're just having...
Sorry about that.
That's okay. We're just having communication issues, and you're in Colorado with the 500-year storm. Steve Southard is a certified golf course superintendent, 25 years managing golf courses. He's in Colorado, and he's standing over... He's looking over a river, and did you say a camper floated into a stand of trees?
Yep, it's stuck there now. It's laying on its side in the river.
Wow. Anybody, is everything okay in your world? It sounds terrible.
Yeah, roads are starting to open back up, but basically every river that came off the Rocky Mountains flooded, and so you just couldn't get around very well the last couple of days.
Is this from the forest fires and what's happened to the ground cover? Now, I don't want to say deforestation, because it wasn't something man did. It was forest fires.
Yeah, no, this is, we get 12 inches of rain a year, and we got 15 in the last 3 days.
Wow. That's a lot of runoff. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I got it. How's your course doing?
We have 3 holes still under complete water. The rest of it's doing pretty good.
Good. Wow. How long do you expect it to take to recover from something like this?
Probably 3 to 4 weeks, and we'll be back at full steam.
Amazing. How do you become a certified golf course superintendent?
It's an educational, it's an internal association accreditation. So you follow certain educational requirements and do a certain amount of continuing education and pass an exam.
Would I find out how to go about doing that through the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody who would like to be a golf course superintendent, you know? Interns, is that a good way to start in the business?
It is. Most interns come out of what we call them turf programs. So there's a number of universities around the country, Penn State, Michigan State, that most of the turf students actually come through. So superintendents go through those schools.
I wish Hawaii were one. You'd think, you know, it'd be perfect. We have a great Department of Agriculture. And,
right.
You know, with the growing season here year-round, it would be interesting to have one work out here. Here's Danielle doing her thing, wanting to the university to expand. Okay, how do we get your book?
It's on my website, and it's paceandproduction.com.
Pace?
Or you just...
And?
Pace
and
production.
Yeah, pace.
And, yep.
Okay, PaceandProduction, just like you, .com, paceandproduction.com. That's where Steve Southard's book is. He's a certified golf course superintendent. He's in Colorado, where the 500-year storm is, and rain, and I hope everything works out at your course. Steve, thank you for calling in. You're terrific.
All right. Thanks for the opportunity.
Absolutely. We'll talk again. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Aloha. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Oh, this has been a really interesting show. Just Steve Southard calling in from Colorado with that torrential storm that they've got going on over there. Truly, for all the folks, prayers go out to you that everything is okay in your world. Hope to hear from Randall Mel, Golf Channel. He's over there in lovely France on Lake Geneva, looking across at Switzerland, which I would like to be doing right now, just about. I was hoping that he would be calling in and we could get some final thoughts on the Evian Championship, the final major of the year, literally. There are no majors on the men's tour left, and this is the fifth major LPGA Tour. There are five majors on the Champions Tour. Next week, we've got at Kapolei, the Pacific Links Hawaii Championships. We'll have the Champions Tour here in Hawaii. Really looking forward to that. And Jim Baugh is now calling in. He is the founder of Fit America, Sporting Goods Industry Hall of Famer. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Hi, Danielle. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Sorry for it'll be a little late. There was a little confusion there, but I'm doing great. I'm back here on the East Coast in Florida, where it's a beautiful day like it is in Hawaii,
yes,
I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely. Now, Fit America is a nonprofit education and advocacy organization. I went on quite a bit about the importance of getting kids and people up and about, because obesity and onset diabetes that comes along with that, in many cases, is one of the healthcare crises facing the United States of America. And give us a little bit about it. I've got Randall Mel calling in just a couple of seconds. I've only got like 2 minutes.
Okay, let me just tell you, first of all, the cause is Fit America, FIT America. There's actually 136 companies in the sports industry, 20 from golf. We're all committed to really overcoming, there's an inactivity pandemic. As much as there's obesity, we got many, many Americans today are inactive. In fact, it's increasing every year, the percentage of Americans. So we are a advocacy, educational cause. We're out communicating to America about getting active, fit, and healthy. And there's no other sport, no sport like golf, that really you can do it for your whole life and have a fun time as well.
I was just watching a gentleman. He's walking around. And I've seen him walk for, I don't know, several months. He just seems to always be. He has lost a noticeable amount of weight. He looks happier. He's smiling more. It's amazing what activity will do for your frame of mind, isn't it?
Well, it is. And walking actually is the number one form of exercise in America. And again, with golf, you actually walk a lot when you're playing golf, even when you're riding in a cart. You burn 1,300 calories when you're riding in a cart because you're walking to your ball, you're walking to the next shot, and there's so much more exercise built into golf than you can ever imagine. But walking is a phenomenal exercise, and what's good now is that we have research that when you're moving your body, you're moving your mind too. You're exercising your mind, so it's great for many reasons other than just losing weight.
Yeah, my mechanic told me, Danielle, walk and come and pick up your car because it keeps you young in your mind, not just your body.
And you're 100% right. And this country has gotten so sedentary, we got to get out and walk and move. And whether it's golf or walking or being in a fitness activity, America needs to get more active because it's driving up our healthcare costs by what's going on with some of the healthcare concerns you talked about earlier.
Yes, Jim Baugh is the founder of Fit America. You can find it at PHIT America. Is it .org?
Yes.
Yes, fitamerica.org. And Herschel Walker is an ambassador. Mike and Bob Bryan, the tennis twins, ambassadors. Fitness expert Denise Austin, ambassador. Golf Channel instructor Michael Breed, ambassador. And LPGA Ryan O'Toole, ambassador. She's so proud to be an ambassador, she retweeted that when I said that you were going to be on the show and talking about this. So you've got a great group of people, and I look forward to talking to you. Maybe earlier in the show, we'll do it another time. That would be terrific. Jim Baugh, founder of Fit America, thanks for calling in.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Let's go back to Evian-le-Bain, where the Evian Championship is being held. You see, E-V-I-A-N, Evian. How do we pronounce that in America? Raphael, Evian. Evian, is it Evian water? I'm sorry, I'm stuck between languages right now. Randall Mell is joining us. He's over in France. Welcome to the show, Randall.
Hi, Danielle. I'm glad you're not going to be speaking French to me because I wouldn't understand you.
No, more likely I'd be speaking German or Swiss German with you, but a little bit of French is always thrown into the mix. Randall Mell's been covering golf since 1997, a sports writer for 30 years before joining GolfChannel.com as a senior writer. He was the golf writer and national college football columnist at South Florida Sun Sentinel. You know, I wanted to spend much more time with you because I bet that Sports Illustrated article really got your mind going. You've already had, 1994, didn't you do an investigative piece on the secret cash payments to UM football players?
Oh, yeah, that was my days covering UM football. There's a lot going on back there back then.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in college ball, period.
Still going on.
Still going on, because when I was in college, I happened to have a boyfriend who was on the football team, and there was a lot going on. So, and it's like one person said, you can't control the boosters. That's all there is to it. You know, it's very difficult. But let's talk about Evian as a fifth major. What are your thoughts on there being five majors on the LPGA Tour?
Well, I think when I first heard about it, the immediate reaction is that, you know, you can't do that. That's not right. I mean, majors come in fours. How can you do that? But, you know, in covering the LPGA just thinking about it more, it made sense for the LPGA to have as many big events as they can, as many big events that will attract them as much attention as they can get. And a major is good. You know, five is stretching it. You definitely don't want to go six. But the idea of it, after I thought about it, I didn't mind it. But you got to pull it off. You got to make it really look and feel like a major.
And do they?
You know, it's not this week. Definitely not, because the golf course may turn out to be major championship suitable. But it's not right now. It needed more time to grow in. It just feels like they rushed it. I know they had a terrible winter and a cold and wet spring, and then a really hot August, so the weather really challenged it. And it's not really ready. The players have talked about how some of the fairways aren't cut. The greens react inconsistently to shots coming in. Some balls will bite, some will skip off. There's bare patches of grass that mark ground under repair, and the greens were bumpy. that's not major championship.
Exactly.
Quality.
Exactly. The weather just has not been conducive to growing, and they didn't have a chance doing all the work they did. I mean, they helicoptered in the sand, right? They laid carpet. I saw a video of the helicopters bringing the buckets of sand and dumping it. It was like laying carpet on the greens just recently. And you know, when the carpet isn't tacked down right, it slips, and I can only imagine what some of those, you know, pieces of grass are going through, just trying to be under the conditions. But on top of the problem with the growing conditions, we've got the rain, torrential rain expected tonight. Has it started raining yet?
It hasn't, and we really are expecting it earlier, so they're lucky to get in the whole second round so they could make the cut. But the forecast is terrible. Heather Daly Donofrio, the LPGA Senior Vice President of Tour Operations, said today that there was going to be five times more rain overnight tonight than there was Thursday morning, and that rain Thursday washed out the first round. So, and it was interesting, as I was leaving the course tonight just a few minutes ago, they were putting tarps on the greens, and I can't ever remember seeing that. Just like a Major League Baseball grounds crew covering the greens with tarps, all of the greens.
Protection from the rain, so they hopefully don't have to squeegee as much tomorrow, because they probably can't squeegee it without being grown in well. Those are challenging conditions, but I understand that the parties that they throw and the way they treat the LPGA players, the Evian people go, they really treat them as well as the PGA Tour players are treated at some of the best events.
Yeah, I think that's why players were excited about this becoming a major, because in a lot of their minds, with the huge purse, $3.25 million, which equals the U.S. Women's Open, is the largest in women's golf. With that, with just the beauty of this area, the way Evian treats them, the first class, that really all they needed was for the golf course to be right, and it would feel like a major.
Okay, well, next year.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not really fair to that's the thing. It's kind of unfortunate that the golf course has to be judged now. It just needs more time.
Yeah, exactly. Now, interesting, Inbee Park, three majors this year, hoping for the fourth at St. Andrews, hoping for the fourth now at Evian, and not happening, and then she got penalized yesterday. What happened?
Yeah, she was... Where was it?
She stepped over a putt and
yeah, second and, green, I think, yeah.
Was it the second?
Well, she stepped over... Yeah, I think it was the second green. Yeah, she was over her putt, and she... the way she said it to me, her ball moved after she addressed it. But what she said to me was, I did not address the ball. She said, I did not address the ball. I grounded my club. But she said the rule change now is, I'm sorry for this noise.
Don't worry about it.
I'm in Evian right now.
It's okay.
The car's going by here. But she said when she grounded the club, the way the rule is now is that means you've addressed the ball as soon as you ground the club. So she was penalized a stroke because her ball moved after she addressed it. And it did just seem to unnerve her a little bit. She's defending champ, going for four majors this year. And then the golf course is a completely different test. And she struggled on it. Although I thought she might miss the cut, but she saved that.
That's good. Glad to see Michelle Wee, Christina Kim, a huge American contingent, but Mika Miyazato in the lead. We're almost out of time. I got 30 seconds. Evian Le Bain looks so beautiful. Is it?
Yeah, it is. Especially on that golf course. You can stand up and watch. It's built near the side of a mountain. You can stand up and watch from these vistas down at really beautiful green and trees and this golf course. And then in the backdrop, it's Lake Geneva in the background. And, as long as it's not raining, it's gorgeous. Yeah.
There is that problem. It looks like a beautiful village, though. It's, you just want to go there. I think we should all go next year. What do you say, everybody? Let's all go.
Sure.
Okay, good. Yeah, I would have a big contingent show up and just have a great time. Randall Mell, I need to have you on the show again because you're fun to talk with. Thanks so much for being on the show today.
All right. Thanks for having me, Danielle. Good night.
Thank you. Good night. Have a good one. And thank you for making the golf club possible. We are brought to you by Acura of Honolulu, and now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. It's a fabulous car. Go test drive the Acura RLX, RLX Advance. They're gorgeous cars. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes. Stunning. Nature, Robert Trent Jones Jr., you know what he does when he gets a beautiful piece of property. Yeah, he creates a stunning venue. And it's for golfers of all abilities. Just tee it forward. If you don't think you're a champion, how many of us are? Like 0.09%, something like that, if that. So just tee it forward and go enjoy yourself. Kauai South Shore Gem, Poipu Bay, Star Protection. For property threat and risk, get it assessed. First of all, they go in, they check out where your weak spots are, then they plan a protection plan for your home, for your business, for your concert, your special event. Get the Star team on your property. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2013.